Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. You're listening to Jacobs on the Law here on News Talk 790 KNST, and we are exploring the secrets of the law here south of the Gila River. I'm your host, Henry Jacobs. I'm an attorney in practice here in Tucson, Arizona, and I'll be presenting this show every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock right here on this radio station. Now, you folks have been most kind to me on my first day on the job, and I must tell you that we've had a couple of interesting discussions so far. So keep those calls coming. Our number here in the studio is 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. So give us a call if you have a question about the law here in the state of Arizona. We had been talking this morning a bit about these traffic cameras, and I want to come back to that subject. I did promise some landlord-tenant matters, and we do, I believe, have one. We have Murdoch is on the line with us. And Murdoch, how can I help you this morning?
I have some squatters.
You do?
In my house.
Squatters in your house?
Yeah, they refuse to leave after I...
Where you live?
Leave.
Is this the house where you live right now?
No, it's my girlfriend's house. She has to stay with me at this time.
Well, now, why on earth would that be the case?
Because she did a friend a favor and put his girlfriend up for a couple days. And then she brought some other people with her and another dog.
Well, Murdoch, that sounds like one heck of an interesting situation. Let me ask you this question, sir. And again, one of the things that lawyers do, folks, is that they have to try to reduce a very complicated story, which the person, the client, desperately wants to tell, to the legally significant facts. So Murdoch, we're going to do that. Let me ask you this, because this is an important question. Did these folks pay any money to be there?
No.
All right. Probably your very best option is to go ahead and contact the police. Because if we have some folks who are at your house, they have no permission to be there, and they don't want to leave, we have a very, very simple word for that, and that word is trespassing.
Uh-huh.
Now, if they're going to go ahead and claim that they have some species of lease or some legal right to be there, then they can go ahead and do that. Now, Murdoch, the next step, I'll just let you know, if there was some question as to whether or not there was a lease or they'd given something of value to be there, your next step would be through our courts, and it would be a process called forcible entry and detainer.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the state of Arizona here, we do have some very strong laws to protect people who do rent homes, residences. And if you will look on our website at jacobsbklaw.com, you will find on that a document which was prepared by the Arizona Secretary of State, and it does encapsulate what's called the Arizona Residential Landlord-Tenant Act, and it talks all about the rights that tenants and landlords have. So that would give you a pretty clear guide. But, Murdoch, from what you're telling me, it sounds to me if they've not given anything of value to be there, that you have a relatively straightforward trespass situation. So that's what I would recommend is go ahead and call the police. Thank you very much for your call. And we have been talking a little bit about these red light cameras. And there's a lot of interest in this because this is a very fast-growing phenomenon here in Arizona. And I will tell you, folks, that there is – I've been looking at this with a lot of interest. And I have really – there's very clear interest that I have in this law. Now, when your lawyer tells you – that something is fascinating or interesting, folks, hang on to your wallet because it's going to be expensive. Because if a lawyer thinks it's interesting, lawyers are academics by nature, and they do research. And guess who pays? Well, it is the fact of life that our clients do pay for that legal research. But I've been researching this issue, and folks, I have found something that I think is highly interesting, which is a recent Supreme Court decision. And it seems not related, but I think it is. It was a case, and I'm going to go into a little bit of detail here because I want you folks to hear this. It's Melendez-Diaz versus the state of Massachusetts. And this was a Supreme Court decision just this past summer. And in a nutshell, what it said was it was a case involving a drug lab where they analyzed drugs for purposes of conviction. And basically what it says is that you can't just go into court with a pile of papers and say, here, Judge, a machine said it was this, and so it must be true. And if you look at the photo radar process, that's exactly what they do. They go into court with a pile of papers that says, here, Judge, the computer says he's guilty, and so he must be guilty. Now, I think this is an important decision here and may be of a lot of help to those folks who have run afoul of these things. And speaking of folks who've had a problem with the photo radar, we do have Esther, who's going to tell us about her problem. Esther,
yeah,
what can we do for you?
Speeding up in the Phoenix area, and I've got a couple questions. First of all is the fact that how can they prove if you've actually received a ticket? And secondly, if you weren't the driver, should you go ahead and send in these things saying, no, it wasn't me, and at that point, do you actually have to confess to who it was?
Well, now, Esther, let me deal with these in reverse order because you've raised perfect questions that I'm sure a whole lot of folks have. The process, Esther, is that the camera goes click. Then what happens is a private company, either Redflex or American Traffic or Automated Traffic Systems, looks at the photographs and has access to the motor vehicle database. So they look and they see if it was the car owner or not, plainly. If it was a car owner, they go ahead and mail a ticket. Now understand, they're mailing something that's not even a ticket yet. It's just a notice that looks like a ticket that says, here, pay. And folks used to pay 90%, 80%, and they're starting to do so less and less. Just an article in the paper that says that folks are starting to not pay these. The first letter that you receive in the mail is not any species of legal process. And then what happens, Esther, is if you don't pay it, they'll go ahead within 60 days of the time that camera went click. They do need to go ahead and file that with the local magistrate or city court. They have 60 days in which to do that, and then they will send you another document that is styled as a summons to that court. But if you read the very, very fine print, they must acknowledge that it has not been served. And this is a very important point to absorb because way back in 1992, Tonner v. Paradise Valley Magistrates Court, the Division I of our Court of Appeals says they have to serve you in person. And that's the law in the state of Arizona to this very day. You see, in order to have a case against you within 120 days of the filing, not the incident, but the filing of the case, they have to actually serve you in person. If that has not occurred, there is not a live case. If they fail to serve within the 120 days, the case is going to be automatically dismissed. And, folks, that's how it works. Now, this has given rise to some rather unfortunate situations. And one of them did occur last year right here in Tucson, in which there was a rather unfortunate situation involving service of these things. We did have a local company that was paid to make service of these documents, run folks down, and hand them the papers. And, unfortunately, one of their employees apparently was filing affidavits that he had filed these things when he had not, and they found out about it. And over 1,000 tickets that were alleged to have been served were not in fact. And this individual did get into quite a bit of trouble over this, I think, but it just showed the difficulty. This person was paid based on how many he served. And so what did that create for him was an incentive, obviously, to falsify those affidavits. So that's sort of the broad strokes of this thing, Esther. What do you think of that?
Well, it seems like I should do nothing with the paperwork and that the picture isn't of the person who owns the vehicle anyway, so.
Well, I would say, Esther, that obviously my advice is going to be to follow the law, but I will tell you this, is that there's no case in court until it's been filed, and there is no active case against you. There's no case that can be prosecuted unless they have made service on you. Now, I will tell you, folks, that up in Phoenix, now the good stuff happens in Phoenix here in Arizona, we did have an individual. They have these frequent flyers, the Department of Public Safety calls them, folks who are just getting a whole bunch of these things, which is very, very easy to do. And we did have a man who was wearing a gorilla mask.
And a giraffe.
Yes, he was. The gorilla mask. I've seen the photo in the paper, so it must be true. And this gentleman apparently putting on the gorilla mask and then apparently intentionally going through as many of these things as he could find. Now, the Department of Public Safety did eventually decide that this man deserves some special attention. And so they actually sent some real police officers around to his house who did observe him putting on the gorilla mask. And so they were able to bring that testimony forward. So I suppose that that man is probably going to have some problems. Now, having said that, the whole point of these make money, let's be honest. It's about money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we make it more difficult for them, we're starting to defeat the purpose of this thing. And there's a lot of public debate about these things right now. A whole lot of public debate about whether they even do contribute to public safety. And what I tell folks is your first stop really ought to be your local your local legislator, because if you call them up and tell them that you're not going to vote for them if they vote for these things, I think that right there is going to take care of these things. The revenues, as I understand it, are down from these cameras at this point, and I think we may have something that's temporary. And folks, we need to go ahead and let our good sponsors have their say. We will come back here in a couple of minutes. And remember that you can give us a call at the office at 300-4113. That's 300-4113. Or visit our website at JacobsBKLaw. That's JacobsBKLaw.com. And my name is Henry Jacobs. You're listening to Jacobs on the Law, where we take your calls on the law, the good, the bad, and the downright ugly.